Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Do it. My life is so messed up. There's no way. I've even heard a man say that. I don't even think I'm going to get there. Well, you won't get there if you confess your sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. John 1:9-6. If you confess, he, Jehovah, Yahweh, Adonai, Elohim, the Lord God Almighty, is the one that can save us from our sins. I'm shattering something today. I'm breaking those forces that try to keep us from getting what God says. I've already tried and I've already done all that you need to be saved. When he sent his son, that was enough. Antioch. These fallen angels who were part of God's created order, but now they war against God. The same power that God gave Lucifer when he was in heaven as an authority to summon angels to worship God is the same power that he had. God didn't take no power from him. He just dropped him here from the heavenly realm to the earth. And he's still messing with God's creation. Everything God now made. So he attacks Job's character. My brothers and sisters, God, knowing the temperament of Satan, he began to share things. He knew Job's character. And what God did in this process is that he said, have you considered my servant Job? None like him. Here's the thing. Satan knew something because he said, if you take all that stuff you gave him away from him, he'll change. What I have discovered is that angels are not omniscient. That word means all-knowing. God is omniscient, all-knowing. Angels are not omniscient because had they known what God knows, he knew he could not defeat him. So God, who is all-knowing, all-knowing, knew the outcome of the question.
Yes.
Satan knew that he was blameless, and he knew that he was upright. But he did not know the sticking power, the commitment, the dedication that was in him. So the challenge was met. Satan Antioch could not deny God's assessment of Job's goodness or his godliness. So Satan questioned why Job was righteous or honorable. Here's what we know. How Satan will look for weakness in us to confront God. This was why he's the accuser. He accuses us and he looks for opportunity to crack the armor that we have. And he comes at us in the wee hours of the night, and he comes with us in the weakest time, and he comes with us through trials and tribulation, trying to get us to not trust God. So God orchestrated a match. Job lost it all in this attack. His children, his livestock, his servants, his home, all in one day. We are told Job tore his robe, symbolizing inner turmoil and shock, and shaved his head, depicting the loss of his personal glory. Then falling to the ground, not in despair, but in obstinance or respect to God. Job stayed consistent in worship. My brothers and sisters, we will go through some stuff in life, and we're going through stuff right now in this nation. Mm. And what did I tell you? Start praying.
Amen.
Prayer changes things.
That's right.
I shared with you when the children of Israel were caught up in Egyptian bondage, it was only when they began to pray did God begin to move. God hears our prayers, and when we start praying, God say, continue to pray, because God has an eternity to fulfill the prayer that we are requesting. And what I know about the Lord is that he is in the delivering business. He is a God who changes and make the impossible possible. When you see the powers of the Lord, you know it was nobody but God who could have done it. Look at this place. They said it couldn't be done, but there's the conjunction. But God, who is rich and powerful in mercy, can change things that are impossible. He's the same God, Brother Gaines, who took two fish and five barley loaves and he multiplied it. He's the same God can take a little and expand it to be a lot. Look at what we have today. He took a little and he expanded it and he made a lot.
Amen.
And I mean, it baffled. How did they do it? Our God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above more than we can ask or think. Did I not say that God's ways are not our way, neither is his thoughts our thought? When we stop thinking our way and start thinking his way, everything is possible. If you have the faith of the grain of mustard seed, you can say to the mountain, move, and that mountain will move. Why? Because faith.
Yes.
Changes things.
Yes, it does.
My brothers and sisters, God is changing things. So we see how all of these things were happening. The match was made, and all of the trials was coming against Job, but he stayed faithful. My brothers and sisters, when we think about what God is doing, he's drawing us into a relationship with him of faith. So Satan answered God and said, skin for skin. Yes, all that a man has, he will give for his life. But stretch out your hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will surely cut you to your face. And the Lord said to Satan, behold, he is in your hand, but spare his life. One of the things the enemy will use against us is sickness and death. Sickness and death. And death is the absence of life, because death is an unknown. I don't know what death is like, because I've never died. I don't even know what the afterlife is like, because I haven't died to experience it. But God knows it all. Whew. He who is the only man that died and was resurrected can tell us what death is like, but he can tell us what eternal life is like as well. And so we see here now what God is doing. And the enemy uses that to create fear within us. One of the things we have got to get, when the enemy went after Job again, this time placing balls on his body, and this did not work. What I have discovered is how God can restore and revitalize our brokenness. He used every tool he had to try to get him to deny, to turn his back against God, and it did not work. Boils on his body, and the descriptive was catastrophic when you look at that in details, how the skin and all peeled off and little insects and worms were coming out of it. And he was sitting at the gate, one who was a man of honor and authority, one who was blessed, was now sitting in ashes, smelly, And yet no one came after him. Three friends did, and they said, "You must have done something wrong." Here's what we know. When you're at the end of your road, you need a friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. When friends turn their back against you and talk about you and criticize you, all you can do is get on your knees and call upon the name of the Lord. He is our provider, our protector. He is our water when we are thirsty. He is our food when we are hungry. He is our shelter in a time of storm. He is Yahweh Adonai Elohim. He is Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi. He is the Lamb of God. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He's the bright and morning star. He is our way out of nowhere. When we call upon him, he's right there. Have you ever tried him? He got you up this morning. He clothes you in your right mind. He gave you the job you have, the clothes we wear, the home that we live in, the cars that we drive. He gave us all that we have. Why? Because the earth is the Lord and everything belongs to him. But when I get to heaven and see King Jesus, everything will be amen. When I see Jesus, all of our trials and all of our tribulation will be over. When I see King Jesus, I can sing and glorify him. I can know that he is our Lord, our God, and our King. He is all that we need. And for that, I'm eternally grateful. When the world say no, Jesus said yes. I've got a place. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Brother Gaines, the first time he came as the Lamb of God. But the next time he comes, he will come as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. There will be no mistake who he is. He is our Lord, our God, and our King. The question we propose today is, God is moving upon us in a way that no man can understand, because on the other side of the question is the answer that God has. Yes. Satan is not omniscient. He does not know all the things, but God is omniscient, knowing the answer to the question. And he has equipped us with staying power to stay in the race. My brothers and sisters, he has equipped us to withstand the attacks of the enemy. Our prayers are powerful when we are under attack, because the enemy does not know the other side of the question. Because as believers, we know how to petition the Lord through prayer. And the answer to the other side of the question is prayer. When you are in doubt, pray, and God will answer your prayer. The doors of the church open.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Well, how many of you are glad it's Friday? Well, I know I am. It's also National Avocado Day. It's a healthy and versatile ingredient. And I'll tell you what's really good about it. When you spread some avocado on some breakfast toast with some nuts and grains, oh my goodness, you got yourself something there. National Avocado Day is today. Amen. All right, let's take a look at the Bible quiz today. It seems to have created a bit of controversy, but I'm no stranger to that. Hallelujah. Here we go. When Jesus asked, "Whom do men say I, the Son of Man, am?" which was not one of his responses, one of the responses that the disciples gave to him, which was not one of them.